Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hi, I'm in Balchoresh and I'm talking to Chris Gordon and Hellblazer Peace.
Everyone, I have the honour and the privilege of the company of Inbar Khoresh this evening, a filmmaker, to talk about her new film, which is called Birthright. And it's obviously it's a short film, a 20-minute long film, which is fantastically won an award, which now means it's considered for a nomination for an Oscar as well, which is great. So congratulations for that.
Thanks.
And it's nice to have you here. It's nice to meet you and nice to talk to you. As I was saying, I've watched the film and it's a very interesting topic because from someone outside, I know of the Birthright and I know I've read stories, I've seen it, but I've not actually been involved in it, obviously in that. And I think it fascinates me that, you know, Israel will open their arms to people around the world, and it's a haven, as you call it, because that's what it's there for. It's a place where people can come, of Jewish people can go back and live in Israel. And it's a fantastic. I can't get my words out. I'm sorry. It's a fantastic thing to do, and obviously. So your film, I believe, was inspired because there was actually an Israeli organization called Birthright as well. Is that correct?
Yes. The film was inspired by the Real Birthright organization, which is the biggest organization in the Jewish world and is collaborating with the Israeli state to give the opportunity for any young Jew from the world to visit Israel for at least one time.
That's fantastic. I know I've very military mind as well. I love really military stories. I've read several military stories where people have come across, and that's where I've kind of picked it up from, is people have come from America or the UK or somewhere for their birthright, and then they served in the IDF, for example, which is obviously features in the film. I've read those stories as well, and it's fascinating how people come over and just, because that's it's who you are. It's people who they are, and you know you want to go back to be Israel and feel that you're part of Israel, I believe.
Yes, but for me, the film is questioning exactly this. I feel that people from any different background have this longing to feel belongingness, or this lack sometimes of the feeling that we belong. And I was trying to approach this from a more I would say universal perspective, and show how even the birthright groups are, in a way, are sitting on the same need that many people have. And even if you're Jewish or not, you can find yourself outside of the group. So I was not aiming to say that to just portray this as like this great phenomenon, yeah. But to use this as like a setup to ask questions about this need of feeling belong to a group, and sometimes how we sacrifice our personal truths in order to be part of the group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I hope it passed over.
It does. Yes, it does, very much so. Especially because I believe the story in the film is the inspiration behind it is Natalia Olshan. Oh, here we go. Olshankaya.
Natalia Olshanskaya.
Thank you. Sorry for the mispronunciation.
Of course, no problem.
So it's based on her story. So can you tell me a bit more about that, of how that inspiration wanted to make the film?
Yes. So it all started quite by coincidence. I met Natalia in a film festival, mm-hmm. and we had a click, and we decided to meet later on to grab a coffee together. And that day I realized it's her birthday, and I was very surprised that this girl that I meet for the first time is choosing to meet me during her birthday. And then I realized that she's very new to Israel and she actually mm-hmm. doesn't know anyone. So we very fast changed the setting, and mm-hmm. we ordered a bottle of wine and started like a small celebration. And then she started telling me her immigration story. And for me, it was shocking because as an Israeli growing up in Israel, it's a consensus to believe that Israel is the Jewish state for the Jews. And then I meet Natalia that is telling me I'm not Jewish. I didn't grow up as Jewish. And yet, because I have one Jewish ancestor, I have this birthright to come and become Israeli. Mm-hmm. And it was very surprising to me. And I was very curious to learn more. And I realized that actually there are many, many people living in Israel that are not considered Jews, not in their own eyes, not in the eyes of the state, not in the eyes of the religion. And actually this idea that we have about Israel, that Israel is a Jewish state, maybe is not completely real. Mm-hmm. And it raised for me the question, okay, if Israel is deliberately approaching these people from outside of Israel and encouraging them to come and giving them citizenships, why is it so impossible for us to give citizenships for non-Jews that are already living in Israel and try to solve our political problems, for example, with the Palestinians? I mean, yeah. I know it's not the same, but it was just like this, you know, this first idea that I was saying, okay, maybe we can start looking at this whole concept of our identity a little bit different. So for me, it was like this first crack in the idea of what is Israel and what is the Israeli identity that I wanted to shed light on.
That is good. That's great to hear as well. And something that I did learn as well is because I didn't realize, like you say, that people who were non-Jewish in that respect, like they might have had an ancestor or a grandfather or father,
exactly,
that they could come. I didn't realize that either. So it is very eye-opening. And it's and what I loved about the film as well is because it does show that the group of people obviously go in there and they've all got their own reasons for wanting to go. They all come from different backgrounds. But you still find that there's always still in bullying, even between these people who obviously come in from all afar and afar, they are still picking on Natasha because of a certain thing. That's most likely born through jealousy due to the situation with the young soldiers. So you can see, it's just great to see that. It's not great to see because it's sad to see. You know what I mean? It's sad. It's good to see in a film being depicted that, like you say, it's not all where it's the shining light and the shining and the fantastic opportunity it can be. That there's a lot of friction there. There's people do feel alone, and it's it can be a very lonely experience. And I know one of the books I read, that's the young guy, he'd said he'd gone there and he'd gone on his own from America, and he's had the same. He just felt so alone when he was out there because he knew no one and he didn't speak Hebrew. He had to learn, because obviously he learned that as well. And it's very interesting to watch this on the screen.
Yes, because in the end it's immigration, and immigration is a difficult thing. And there is something very absurd even to think that, okay, you're coming home to a country that you never visited before.
Yeah.
So I really wanted to show exactly this thing that you are saying now, that in the end, feeling apart or feeling belongingness is to connect to people. It's not really about being Jewish or not being Jewish. Yeah, I can be very Jewish and still be a complete outsider. We all have our moments that we feel outsiders in front of the group. Mm-hmm.
Definitely, definitely. And that's what this film does depict as well, because what's interesting as well, I don't want to, it's going to end up putting a spoiler in, so don't, you know, I'll say spoiler here. Sorry. It's when, you know, she does meet Shlomi. You've got the two, so you've got two people, soldiers coming in and giving the different options. And obviously you can see why Shlomi from Galani Brigade, I've read about them, why he's suddenly, you know, he's the dashing, the young, good looking guy. But what's interesting I found as well is exactly what you're trying to say. I think because the girls all fall for him because they think, oh, well, you know, looking at him, they think, oh, he's this grand, stereotype, what they think is a perfect Jewish male. And, you know, that's why, because he's in Galani, he's in the special force type brigade of the IDF. And, you know, he's really good looking, but yes. It's only when he separate, you know, you find out I'm not going to spoil the story, but you find out a different side to him. And he relates a lot more with Natasha than he would do with those other girls, for example. And which is, it kind of epitomizes what you basically said about, you know, it's being together with people rather than a country. You know, the country is a country, but it's the people and joining those people together, regardless of your background. That's the crux, and that's where a nation is made.
Exactly. Yes.
And so, yeah, I have to say, I really enjoyed it watching that coming through in that storyline. It's very hard to do in 20 minutes. So how did you find to do that? Because it's obviously short, so a very difficult thing to get a whole story point across in such a short time.
Yes, and of course I felt that I don't have time to show everything that I want to show, and I have to compromise many things and maybe not to go as deep as I would like to with all of the different characters. But for this reason exactly, I'm developing it to a feature length. So now I'm working on the development of the feature length film, and hopefully it will give me the opportunity to just tell a wider story.
That'd be really good as well, because I mean, this, as I say, the story goes across well in the 20 minutes short that you've done, which is the point. So to see that in a feature film, I'd really like to see that personally as well, because it'd be nice to see how Natasha develops and how she finds, because obviously in the short we're still seeing her on the bus trip, and she's just going out in that one area just to get that little taster, and and obviously to see how she will actually then manage that further on, and how she basically, her life expands as she starts to settle in or not settle in, as the case may be.
Well, we will stay in the trip, but the trip will cross Israel from north to south and not be focused only in one area. But it will, anyways, the structure would still be a trip.
Okay.
Yes, not yet after the immigration process.
Fair enough. But it's still good, because if she goes from the trip to north to south, though, she's still going to be with those same people. So yes. It'll be interesting. I'd like to see how those other characters develop as they suddenly, the realization hits them a little bit more as well, because I think they're very much, the other characters are, they're still daydreaming and believing in they've got the fairy tale of, exactly, of that's in their heads, and whereas Natasha is very grounded, I think.
Yes, exactly.
And I also think, it also left me great, because it leaves you thinking, because there's obviously the phone call that Natasha had early on. And again, I'm not going to spoil it for people, but it leaves people thinking, what's her background, about why is she doing it? Not just the fact that she's there. You want to understand why, what her reason for going, and what her reason for leaving everything behind just to go. And that got me really thinking as well.
This is something that was very important for me as well while writing the script, that especially, I don't know about other places, but in Israel we have this this ethos that to come to Israel is a idealistic thing to do. Mm-hmm. And in the end, when people choose to immigrate, they choose from very personal reasons many times. I mean, in the end, even when you think about the first Zionist that came to Israel in the 20s, no one leaves his home without having a good personal reason or without having a good personal desire, even just to travel and to change. And ideology is always mixed with our personal desires. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's hard to separate what is ideal and what is just a personal desire. And I wanted to show that, okay, yes, she's coming to Israel. She's doing this Zionist process that is very ideological, but in the end, she's just an individual dealing with her family, with her life, making her personal choices to improve her life situation in the end.
Exactly. And that's, like you say, that's immigration. That's what people do. They come, they emigrate to another country in very similar regards, because they want to make a better life for themselves. And that's obviously what Natasha wanted to do within Israel, but obviously with that behind her of the ideology of her father being Jewish, so she had that with her there. She was still carrying that, but I don't think she was under any illusions about the full ideology of it. And it was great. And I did look. That's the character development in such a short space of time was very, very good. And I mean, obviously, you've shown this now at several. Obviously, going through the film festival, so you've won, I can't remember how many awards you've won now. You've won several awards now for this, haven't you, for this film?
I won, yeah. quite a few.
That's fantastic. I was going to name them, but there are quite. I'll just say there are lots of congratulations. To be able to win, to go to be screened in a festival is a great achievement. But then to obviously come out with the awards, and especially with the Oscar, the consideration for a nomination for an Oscar is perfect as well, which must be a huge feeling for you and spur you on to make the feature film.
Well, it was this year of screening everything online and having the festival round from home and getting notifications about the awards through Instagram. So it wasn't so sparking. but of course, it's always a pleasure to have the film exposed to more audience. And of course, it's always a pleasure to get a positive feedback from the jury and yes, it's great, and it's pushing me for the next, for sure.
Fantastic. Is there any way that people will be able to see this themselves who'd like to go out to watch the film? Is it going to be distributed?
At the moment, it's not open yet online, but I hope in the near future. And in the meanwhile, we can just connect on social media, and I will update.
Fantastic. That's great. So that'd be great. I'll share your details out as well when I do Amazing. This, so people can follow that and follow the story as well, because it is, as I say, it's a story that's fascinated me, and I know I've talked a lot. I talk a lot. Sorry.
No, not at all.
And seeing just those differences and how clever that your writing, without being sycophantic, your writing is very clever in just keeping those characters separate, and like you say, especially with Shlomi, the main character, and just not being who people might think he is at first.
Yes.
To put it in a non-spoiler way.
Yes.
But again, it's that connection. So, I mean, I take it, was there a real life Shlomi for Natasha? For Natalia, even?
Well, there was a real Shlomi that I was taking from the research into the writing, but this exact story never happened. I mean, what I can say is that all of the characters were research based, and some even were non-actors that really mixed their personal stories with the script, and it was a complete collaboration in the writing process with the actors, especially with Natalia, but as well with the other non-actors that joined later on. And but besides that, it was all my imagination.
Excellent. And it is great as well, because Natalia does play the leader of Natasha in the role as well, doesn't she? So that's very touching and very personal. It brings something very personal to the film too.
Yes, completely.
Excellent. How long did it take to film? How long were you filming for?
We were shooting 6 days.
Okay.
Yes.
Being quite.
It was intense because we took the entire crew and all this group of non-actors to the desert. So we had a real experience of like living all together in this Bedouin camp with a group of 20. Russian speaking non-actors that we collected from different places, so that didn't know each other before it started. And then we had a very similar experience to the real Birthright trips, because we had a group building up from day to day, from night to night, romance affairs starting to to appear seriously.
Wow.
It was like a real journey that we went together.
Brilliant. You could have just filmed those and just
yes, there were many, many moments that I was very sad that I don't have enough time to just tell my DP, just leave the scene, let's shoot. Just take the camera there, because the natural things that happened over there were even more exciting than my script, really.
It's funny to see when you bring it. It does sound great. I guess that again brings a bit more personal to the film, because those people could identify more than, as I say, especially if some weren't actors, but they could then identify themselves with the characters straight from your script. So it was very, very personal stories and very personal outlook. Oh, I think that's the word I should be using. I keep forgetting what kind of words to use. Sorry, it's just, my vocabulary just dies on me sometimes.
I trust you in English. I trust you.
Thank you. I really wish, to be honest, I've got to say this, I'll say this now, is I wish if I learned Hebrew. My father was a minister and he learned Hebrew as part of what he, in his studies that he did to learn religion. And it's a fascinating language, but it's for someone like me, I'm a linguist, I speak German, but I didn't speak Hebrew and I always wanted to. Okay. Is there anything that you would like to say though, before I finish the recording of this interview? It's been very fascinating talking to you. Anything you'd like to say to people?
Just that I hope that I will have more opportunities to show the film to the public. And thank you for taking the time.